I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Truly appreciate it. So on June 21st, National Indigenous Peoples Day, and the TELUS World of Science has put together a day that some are not going to want to miss. My gosh, you put together quite a schedule. Do tell.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. On June 21st, coming up here on Wednesday, that's going to be National Indigenous Peoples Day at TELUS World of Science Edmonton. It's a full building event. We're going to have things happening both inside and outside. Weather permitting, hopefully it doesn't rain on the day. It doesn't look like it's supposed to.
Fingers crossed. I'm looking at the forecast. We're looking okay. We're looking okay.
I think we're good. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So if all goes to plan, then we're going to start out at 8 a.m. with the teepee raising, and we'll be putting up a trapper's tent as well, thanks to Métis Child and Family Services Society. So that'll be happening at 8. And then at 9 a.m., we're going to have an opening ceremony with our elders, Gilman Cardinal and Donald Langford.
Can I ask you a question about the smudge ceremony? What is the significance of a smudge ceremony for those who might not know?
Yes, absolutely. So smudging is a way for us to connect with Creator and to kind of look into ourselves and sort of reset ourselves, cleanse ourselves, and to prepare ourselves for the day ahead or whatever it might be.
Oh, I love that.
Smudging for.
Very cool. Okay, so what else is happening?
So after the smudging ceremony, we'll also be having an Inuit ceremony with one of our elders, Mina Maniapik. She's going to be lighting a traditional kulit lantern, which is a soapstone lantern, and the fuel is whale sap.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be happening. Yeah, it'll be happening at 10 a.m. just inside the Science Center in front of our land acknowledgement mural, created by Lance Cardinal, and that'll be from about 10 to 10:30. And then at 10:30, everything kind of officially starts. So we'll have a vendor's market beginning at that time, and then we'll also have a lot of performers like drumming, dancing, singing. We'll have a Métis pop artist named Robin Susek, who will be performing in our Ziegler Dome Planetarium. We'll have plenty of shows in our planetarium, as well as our IMAX theater, that are going to be focused on stories told from Indigenous perspectives. And I'll be giving a talk as well in the planetarium at 3 p.m. with an astrophysicist named Rob Cardinal, who's from Siksika Nation in southern Alberta. He's the president and co-founder of Indigis Team, who is a group that promote science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics to Indigenous youth. So they'll have a booth set up as well outside. They'll be bringing some robotic activities with them. And then Rob and I will be speaking about the astronomical and the cultural significance of June 21st.
Very cool. And we can't forget the free barbecue. Free barbecue.
Yes. Yeah, there's also a free barbecue. I'm really excited about that. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. First come, first serve. But yes, it is free. And it is thanks to Pembina that we are able to provide that, as well as Bimbo Canada. And we have plenty of other community partners and sponsors as well that are helping us make this possible, like Western Varieties, Métis Child and Family Services Society, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, as well as a few other partners.
It's going to be quite a day, and not only a chance to have some fun, get some barbecue and stuff, but learn a little bit too.
Absolutely. And something we're really trying to do at the Science Center is understand how we can, by weaving Indigenous knowledge together with traditional Western science, to look at things in a more holistic and systemic way, and understand how things are more interdependent than separate. So we'll be running some programming throughout the Science Center to demonstrate some of those ideas as well.
Very cool. So it all gets going 8 a.m. on the 21st. You can find out more information online at TWOSE.ca. My gosh, I appreciate you coming on the show, Natasha. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And I hope to see lots of people here on June 21st.